A Census Bureau survey found symptoms of anxiety or depression had increased among adults from 11% in 2019 to 41% in 2021. Dr. Mabel Bongba, an adult psychiatrist with Kaiser Permanente in the greater Seattle area, says a return to pre-pandemic life also brings new stressors, such as returning to the office or school. She says people should have measured expectations.
Know that other folks are in the same boat. A lot of us are feeling some stress and anxiety with the prospect of yet more changes. And feeling a little stress around change is a pretty normal thing under any circumstance, pandemic or no pandemic.
Bongba says behavioral health mindfulness apps such as Calm and MyStrength can help people with self-care if they're feeling anxious.